Diane Mitch Bush conceded the race for the 3rd Congressional District last night around midnight. Colorado Politics reports at about 11:15 p.m., Lauren Boebert, the gun rights advocate and first-time candidate, had 51.1% of the vote to Mitch Bush's 45.7%, a difference of about 21,000 votes. At the time, a little over 400,000 votes had been tabulated. At 11:15, the Associated Press said that the race was still too early to call, but 45 minutes later, Mitch Bush threw in the towel. In other races, Democrat John Hickenlooper ousted incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner. In his acceptance speech, Hickenlooper said he'll represent all of Colorado.
That's what it's going to take to beat this pandemic, to make sure people have decent jobs and Main Street businesses can grow again, to get quality, affordable health care for everyone, to work toward racial and social justice, and address the pervasive inequities that our nation has tolerated for too long, and to protect our planet and address the nightmare of these endless wildfires by tackling climate change.
Colorado Politics reports that Democrat Diana DeGette was reelected to a 13th term representing the 1st Congressional District. U.S. Representative Joe Neguse, a Lafayette Democrat, won a second term representing the 2nd Congressional District. Republican incumbent Ken Buck won the 4th Congressional District, which covers the Eastern Plains, Greeley, and most of Douglas County. And Republican U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn secured an 8th term in the 5th Congressional District, which has never elected a Democrat. As of 1:40 this morning, Republican incumbent Bob Rankin was in the lead for State Senate District 8 by a mere 228 votes over Democratic challenger Carl Hanlon. Republican incumbent Perry Will defeated Democratic challenger Colin Wilhelm for State Representative for District 57. And as of 11:42 last night, Republican incumbent Garfield County Commissioners John Martin and Mike Sampson had narrowly retained their seats against Democrats Beatrice Soto and Leslie Robinson. These results are unofficial. In Pitkin County, Francie Jacober won her first term as county commissioner for the 5th District, which includes the Crystal River Valley. Here's a clip from an interview with Katie and Kay and the Sopra Sun.
You know, I'd really like to support agricultural entrepreneurs and protect agricultural land. I'd like to see more equity throughout the valley with educational opportunities and pay for faculty and staff. And in terms of community, I'm talking about affordable housing and childcare.
Steve Child kept his seat as commissioner for District 4. Due to term limits, this will be his final term. Colorado voters passed a new paid family leave program, but strongly rejected new restrictions on abortion. KDNK Capitol reporter Scott Franz has more.
The defeat of Proposition 115 means Colorado will remain one of just 7 places in the country where women can get abortions without major restrictions. It was the 4th time since 2008 that voters have rejected attempts to limit when abortions can be done. Meanwhile, the state will prepare to launch a brand new paid family leave program after the passage of Proposition 118. Businesses and workers will start paying premiums for the benefit in 2023. And starting in 2024, workers will be able to take up to 12 weeks off with pay to care for a newborn or a sick relative. The approval for the program came after state lawmakers debated the issue for several years without passing it themselves. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Carbondale and Rural Fire District ballot issue 7B passed by a wide margin, which made Chief Rob Goodwin very happy.
You know, in 2018, we asked voters for a tax increase in our general operating fund, and it was approved, and we also did a bond issue. But the increase in operating revenue that the voters approved was being affected negatively by the Gallagher Amendment. The residential assessment rate, if nothing happened with Gallagher, was getting ready to readjust early next year. We calculated a loss of about $768,000 a year due to the downward adjustment, which was almost equal to the amount of money that the voters had approved in 2018. So with the combination of Gallagher and then Tabor, we would have to go back to the voters at some time and say, hey, can we increase the mill levy to get back the money you already approved? Having the ability to just keep stable funding was what we were after, and it looks like we'll be able to do that. That's all we were asking for.
The Colorado River Water Conservation District's ask for an increased mill levy was also granted by a wide margin. And as of 2 a.m., wolves were headed for reintroduction in Colorado, but only by a 0.3% lead. Four counties had yet to report on that issue. And Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden took the state with 56% of the votes. The Libertarian ticket with Joe Jorgensen and Jeremy Spike Cohen garnered 42,240 votes. Unaffiliated candidate Princess Khadija Mariam Jacob Fombro got 364 votes. And the Kanye West ticket, also unaffiliated, received 6,210 Colorado votes. Election night was surprisingly quiet in Rifle. KDNK's Lucas Turner talked to a polling observer at the voting center.
We've been observing to assure that there's been no voter intimidation at the Rifle voting location.
Is that something you were worried about?
Yes. There's been a lot of language inferring that there could be. And yesterday in the New York Times, there was an article about Rifle in particular. That made it of concern.
Have you seen anything strange?
Nothing. It's been a relief.
But Rifle resident Brandon Creech is concerned about a Trump victory.
I think that if Trump wins, then there's going to be a lot of violence in the next couple days, and people need to try and protect themselves and others. We just need to come together as a country. I think it'd be the same way if Joe Biden were to win. But in the end, I think people would have to come together and just accept whoever our president is.
Those were voices from Rifle on election night.